أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا النفوس زوجت وإذا الموءودة سئلت بأي ذنب قتلت وإذا الصحف نشرت وإذا السماء كشطت وإذا الجحيم سعرت وإذا الجنة أزلفت علمت نفس ما أحضرت. Continuing with the occurrences on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ, when souls will be grouped together. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the human beings on the day of Qiyamah, how they will be grouped together. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will group the people of Iman and then the people of disbelief in their various categories, the atheist, etc. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will also group the people according to the dominant deeds that they had carried out in this world. Those people, for example, who love to go out in the path of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, they will be grouped together from the believers. Those, for example, who love to perform nafl salat, they will be grouped together. Those who love fasting, they will be grouped together, etc. And similarly, the wrongdoings. Those who were thieves will be brought together. Those who were alcoholics will be brought together. And this way, وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ. In this world, sometimes we are categorized by the color of our skin, sometimes we are categorized by our nationality, but there on the day of Qiyamah, the categories will be that of Iman and that of Amal. وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. Mawuda refers to that little girl, innocent girl, that was born in an Arab family in Makkah and its surroundings, and her father takes her and buries her alive. He did it, number one, was because he found it to be a very shameful deed or a very shameful thing to have a daughter that he would feel that there is a blemish and there is a scar on his integrity. Sometimes he did it because of the fear of poverty. Allah Ta'ala says, نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُهُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sustains them and Allah Ta'ala sustains you. You the parents, them the children. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sustains. So sometimes he had done it because of shame that he thought or he perceived that would come to him or disgrace that would come to him. And sometimes he would do it because of poverty. So here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is saying, وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. That these little girls that were killed, these little girls that were buried alive, they will be asked, for what sin were they buried, were they killed? بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually shows an absolute form of justice. Those little girls were buried. They didn't know why they had died. They didn't know why their lives were taken. They were not in a state of awareness or alertness as to what was happening to them. So now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will become the plaintiff, or Allah will appoint the plaintiff on their behalf, insofar as the question that will be asked, that why were you killed, the reality will dawn, and then obviously whatever retribution has to be taken against the parent, that retribution will be taken against the parent. However, we find in the hadith that after one of them had accepted Iman in Islam at the hands of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he said to him, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I am guilty of this sin that I had buried my daughters alive. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that as a retribution in this world, what you should do is free that number of slaves of the number of daughters that you had buried alive. So he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I have camels. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then spend the number of camels in the path of Allah, that number that of daughters that you had killed. So that reality had come to those that accepted Iman and Islam, and hence those that had never accepted Iman and Islam, this will be the question that will be asked for to the child. And in that way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause justice. وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when the pages will be scattered, or they will be opened, and here the pages of the book of deeds, they will be opened, and they will be shown. Opened here means that they will be very clearly shown the deeds of an individual, and those persons whose good deeds were more than obviously and were successful, they will get the book of deeds in the right hand and the others in the left hand. وَإِذَا السَّمَاءُ كُشِطَتْ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and when the sky will be stripped off. The word kushitat refers to actually an animal after it has been slaughtered and the skin has been taken out. So like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the sky will be stripped off, the sun would have fallen into the ocean, the moon would have fallen into the ocean, and then the stars would have fallen into the ocean. And in that way, like how an animal is stripped, now after it is skinned, we will find the flesh, and like that, one will see the bare sky, and some have said, even the covering of the sky will also be taken out. وَإِذَا الْجَحِيمُ سُعِّرَتْ. And the fire of Jahannam will be blazing. وَإِذَا الْجَنَّةُ أُزْلِفَتْ. And when Jannah will be brought closer to those who had Iman and those who practice righteously. عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا أَحْضَرَتْ. Every soul would know what it has brought, what it has made present. In other words, every person would know his true condition. Every person will have the reality in front of him, his deeds will be in front of him, and he will know the consequences of his doings on the surface of this earth. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.